Bears in Camp. Story by Mike Graff. Illustrated by Heath McKenzie. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Enrique, Mike, and Brian are staying at a camping ground in the mountains. They're all going on a hike with a park ranger.
Today, we're heading to Iceberg Lake. It's a long hike. Let's stay together and make lots of noise. That'll help to keep the bears away.
Do you have your inhaler? It's right in here. Don't worry, I've hiked before. I'll be okay.
The hikers trudge up the Iceberg Lake trail. They are soon high up in the mountains. Someone in the group starts singing. The ranger joins in.
We're going hiking, hiking, hiking.
I could hear you guys from way up there.
That's good. We're supposed to make noise.
Brian catches up to the ranger.
What do we do if a bear comes up to us?
That's not likely, but if a bear attacks, the best thing to do is play dead and protect the back of your head and neck.
The group continues hiking. Suddenly, the ranger stops and bends down, looking at the ground.
A bear has passed by this trail. You can see its tracks here in the mud.
Further up the trail, the ranger points across the valley.
See that snow field? There's a bear running across it now.
I see it.
It's an adult grizzly. You can tell by its large size and by the hump on its back.
The ranger takes out her binoculars and passes them around.
I'm glad we're seeing the bear at a safe distance.
The hikers arrive at a deep blue lake surrounded by high mountains. Icebergs of all shapes and sizes are floating on the lake.
Are there any bears up here?
Bears live all over the park. Last week, we saw two young grizzlies across the lake, but they heard us and took off.
The hikers eat their lunch and then start hiking back down the trail. After a long day of hiking, Mike, Brian, and Enrique climb into their large tent. They quickly fall asleep. Later, Mike rolls over and sits up. He can hear noises outside the tent. They sound like slow, heavy footsteps. Mike listens. His heart pounds and he starts to wheeze as he breathes.
Enrique! Brian!
But there's no answer. Something grunts outside the tent.
Who's out there?
Mike knows the airways in his lungs are closing. He tries to get a full breath, but he can't. High-pitched whistling sounds come from his mouth.
My inhaler in the ranger's bear locker. Brian! Enrique! Shh! There's something out there. It can hear your breathing. I can't help it.
Now Enrique is awake too. The boys can hear a loud huffing sound.
What do you think the noise is? It sounds like an animal.
The animal brushes up against the tent. Mike moves closer to Enrique and Brian.
It must be a bear.
Something huffs on the other side of the tent.
Two bears.
The boys move closer together. Mike's wheezing grows louder as he struggles for air.
This is it. We're going to die.
Suddenly, there's a popping sound.
Did you hear that? I think the bears are going away.
The boys hear the sound of people talking. But the voices are too far away for the boys to hear what they're saying. Enrique turns on his flashlight.
Let's look outside.
Enrique unzips the tent and shines his light out.
See anything? Only two people with flashlights. Mike, do you want me to get your inhaler? Yes, please.
Enrique runs to the bear locker, gets Mike's inhaler and brings it back to the tent.
Thanks. Did you see any bears? No, those people are gone now too.
The three boys lie back down. Slowly, Mike's breathing relaxes and his heart stops pounding. The next thing the boys know, it's morning.
What a night.
Brian hears people talking outside the tent.
Shh! Let's see what's happening out there.
The park ranger comes back to the boys' campsite.
Oh, I'm sorry about the commotion last night.
What happened?
Oh, there were bears in your camp. I was on patrol with another ranger. We scared the bears off by shooting them with rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets?
Rubber bullets help us chase the bears away without actually hurting them much. It's the best thing for keeping us and the bears safe.
The three boys watch the ranger walk down the road to the next campsite.
I'm glad there are more rangers around here than bears.